I call this podcast the Disclosure False Flag. So disclosure is coming, that is, they're going to tell us that we're not alone in the universe and that aliens have arrived. And as a result, well, that's going to be the cover story for all the global reset that they want, the currency reset, the total enslavement of humanity under the technocracy. This is what's coming. And the way we know that, it's very clear now, the way we know this is because Netflix released this new documentary called The Age of Disclosure. I think that's the name. And Netflix, of course, is strongly tied to the Obamas and the Clintons and the globalists. And Netflix is a platform to put out propaganda narratives that the CIA wants pushed into the public consciousness. And furthermore, if you watch this documentary, it features the who's who of like traitors and disinformation agents like James Clapper, for example, who ran the campaign, the Russia, total hoax against Trump. So James Clapper is a hoax master and a traitor, a deep state treasonous actor, and he's featured heavily in this film, along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's also a puppet of the globalists. And Marco Rubio in the film is just citing all kinds of propaganda nonsense, like claiming that we didn't know that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked in World War II, or we didn't know that the terrorists were going to attack the Twin Towers on 9/11. You know, these kinds of lies that he touts. Of course, it's all lies. Of course, we knew. We engineered those events. We, the United States, we engineered those events in order to push a specific narrative and a specific policy. In the case of allowing Pearl Harbor to be bombed, that was because we wanted to push America and get the public support for World War II in the Pacific theater to attack Japan. So that was all engineered. Same thing with 9/11. That was engineered. The Bush family was all in on it, and it was engineered in order to push the war on terror, which turned out to be something that would benefit Israel by destroying all of Israel's enemies, seven nations in the Middle East. Six out of seven have already been destroyed. So what you need to know is that everything is a psyop. Everything that comes out of the establishment is a psyop. And the fact that Netflix was allowed to interview top military personnel, for example, who would otherwise never be allowed to talk about these subjects to anyone, but Netflix was given access, think about it, to all top-level officials, the Secretary of State, for God's sake, top secret military people, in order to make this documentary. And what does the documentary say? Again, it says that aliens are here, they're coming. I mean, the revelation of them is coming, but they're already here, they've been observing us, etc. Now, here's the thing. That narrative is going to be used against us, even though it's quite clear in my mind that we are not alone in the universe. So I do want to be clear that humans are not the only intelligent species, well, not even on Earth, but in the universe. There are other civilizations in our Milky Way galaxy. Many other civilizations that are advanced, that have faster than light travel technology. Oh, and I should talk about that. Oh, where to begin? So these so-called experts in technology that were in the documentary, they were astonished at the change of speed of the alien craft that they say were flying around. And they calculated they pulled like thousands of G's, you know, G-forces. And they couldn't understand how that could be. Well, how to say this? They're not that smart. It's obvious that if you have a warp drive technology, which can use a lot of energy to bend space-time in a bubble around your craft, then you can change speed and direction almost instantly without feeling any acceleration. In other words, you do not feel any G-forces when you alter space-time, because it alters the way gravity is experienced, because gravity is just the curvature of space-time. That's it. Gravity isn't actually a force. It's just the curvature of space-time. And in the same way that when you step off of a tall building, let's say, I mean, don't do this at home, but if you were to step off a tall building, you would not feel yourself being pulled to the ground. You feel weightless, right? Ever been on a roller coaster? When you're plunging toward the ground, what do you feel? Weightless. You don't feel like you're being pulled to the ground. That's because gravity acceleration does not subject you to G-forces. So when you alter space-time through warp drive technology that uses energy, then your craft can instantly change direction or can even appear to teleport without experiencing G-forces for its occupants, okay? But for some reason, and I consider this to be, you know, common sense, but for some reason, all these experts have no idea that that even exists. They don't know how gravity works. They don't know. I mean, they're just not very smart people, okay? I don't know why that is. They're just, you know, IQ 100 or whatever. So, yes, there are alien civilizations in our universe, and yes, they have advanced technology, including warp drive technology. Faster than light travel, or FTL travel, is, in my opinion, commonplace in our cosmos. It is a common technology like the combustion engine on Earth today, FTL drives. The thing is, you can't change the laws of physics, which means you have to use an extraordinary amount of energy to bend space-time. So FTL travel takes energy no matter what. It's not magic, it's physics. And depending on the mass or the size of the craft, the amount of energy required to bend space-time to create the appearance of traveling at multiples of the speed of light, which is c. For example, if you want to travel at 100 c, the amount of energy is enormous. We could do the math on it, but it might consume small stars. You know, it's an enormous amount of energy, but that does exist. However, all that said, what we are about to be subjected to is a disclosure false flag, which is fake alien disclosure, not the real alien disclosure, but a faked alien disclosure that is faked by the globalist government using Project Bluebeam type of approaches, you know, holographic projection, exotic flying craft with lights and, you know, psyops, media coverage, the same kind of psyop they did during COVID. They can do that for aliens. And they can claim, oh my God, the aliens are here and they have a message for us. We all have to disarm and subject ourselves to biometric scanning or whatever the globalists want. And then when the markets crash, because everybody panics for some reason, I wouldn't panic. I'd be like, yeah, pretty much just as expected. But everybody's going to panic and start selling off the markets, and then that will be the excuse to reset the currency system. And they'll blame it all on aliens, which qualifies as force majeure for all financial contracts. So any of the banks that default on your deposits and your money vanishes everywhere, they're just going to say, oh, it's the aliens, you know? Just like during COVID, they all said, it's COVID, nothing we can do. It's aliens. So disclosure, it's the perfect cover story for enslaving humanity under technocracy and also concentrating power into the hands of world government. Because once we're faced with a so-called alien contact scenario, and who knows, maybe the aliens aren't nice, maybe they're threatening war. You know, war would be the perfect scenario for the globalists to say, oh my God, we're at war with the Greys or something. And because we're at war, we have to cut your electricity usage, you know. Really, it's all about powering the AI data centers. But they want to find a way to take away your home or residential power. So if they can use the alien agenda narrative, they'll use it. And think about everything else. They can funnel trillions of dollars into the military-industrial complex, even more than they do already. And what's the excuse? Oh, we got to make alien hunting weapons, you know, whatever nonsense they come out. We got to hunt aliens. We got to have them in laser guns. You know, that's what they're going to do. This is trillions of dollars vanishes and all the money printing is just boom. It's all gone. And then it explains everything. Really, it's the cover story for everything. It's like, oh, how come we don't have power for the city of Los Angeles all week and everybody's dying? It's the aliens, you know? Why are the food supply chains cratering and the shelves are half empty in the grocery store? It's the aliens! It's going to be everything. Why is my dollar worthless? Aliens. Why is there no gasoline in the gas station? Aliens. Why are elections canceled? Oh, yeah, that's the big one. Why are elections canceled? Aliens! Aliens! Aliens. Can't have a free press when there's aliens, because, you know, we don't want to anger them aliens. So they'll ban the free press, ban the First Amendment. They'll basically suspend the entire Constitution, and they'll just say it's aliens. And remember that COVID was a dry run of this whole thing. They created a fake emergency, which was the COVID plandemic. It was faked. I mean, at first, it was very convincing. Even I was convinced at first for a couple of months. But then it became apparent the whole thing was made up. There was never any virus pandemic. Never existed. Yet, did the government spray certain cities like New York City with nerve agent toxins? Yes, they did that in order to create the symptoms and send everybody to the hospitals so they could push out all the statistics of the COVID deaths, which, again, at first I was convinced that those were real, but I will never be fooled in that way again. So when they roll out the alien agenda and the media starts saying, everybody, the aliens are here. Yeah, you and I have to have the presence of mind to say, nope, you're full of crap. You're making it up. This is another control grab that you're up to here. You're lying. You know, the government's going to lie. The media is going to lie. Everybody's going to be lying about it. And the way you know that is because they're going to make demands of you. They're going to make demands. And all those demands will take power away from you. And it will put power into the hands of the establishment. That's how you know it's all fake. Because think about it. If there were real aliens that were showing up, let's say, to help Earth, think about it. What would they do? They would give away open source cancer cures, which would completely destroy the cancer industry, destroy the medical industrial complex. It would put millions of doctors out of business, but it would improve the lives of humans on planet Earth, and there would be no more cancer on Earth. Are we going to get that out of the disclosure false flag? No, no way, not a chance. They will never give you cancer cures because, you know, the cancer industry is so lucrative. So remember, if the aliens do good things for humanity, then they're probably real. But if the so-called aliens are making demands that concentrate power into the hands of governments and globalists, then you know it's all a hoax. And you should say no. I do not consent to your fake alien surprise. I mean, it's just a bunch of deepfakes. Just a bunch of AI video. And that's the other thing. Technology has advanced to the point where they can now render incredibly convincing videos. So you're going to see all these videos all over the media. It's aliens, you know, and it's going to look convincing. But again, you know what's behind it. AI is behind it. And see, they needed AI to advance to this state before they could roll out the fake alien invasion, because they need to be able to mass produce a bunch of fake videos. And that moment is now here as of just this year. So this is the pivot point for the, you know, the age of fake disclosure, or what I call the disclosure false flag, or the disclosure hoax. Wouldn't it be funny if the powers that be push this disclosure hoax, pretending to be the aliens, and then the real aliens show up and say, no, we're not going to let you fake us. And then they start like revolutionizing human knowledge and causing world governments to collapse, setting humanity free. You know, wouldn't that be amazing? But for whatever reason, the observers that are out there right now that are keeping tabs on planet Earth, they have decided not to intervene, at least not in obvious ways. Now, There are reports that they have already disabled nuclear missiles or nuclear weapons, but that's easily understood in the sense that the non-Earth visitors, they don't want stupid humans to destroy the planet with radiation fallout. And I've said this before in my podcast, it's very clear that Earth as a cosmic commodity has very high value for lots of reasons. Number one, it's a water planet, right? Number two, it's the right distance from the sun. Number three, it's got an axial tilt relative to its orbital plane around the sun, and that tilt gives it things like seasons. Number four, it's got an orbiting moon. You know, number five, it's got a strong magnetosphere so that the harmful radiation is mostly averted from reaching the surface of the Earth. But back to the moon also helps promote the magnetosphere. And of course, the tides and cycles of plants and animals and all and crops and all kinds of things. What else? Well, the moon can function as an observation base and a planetary defense base. In addition, our location of our sun on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy happens to be some really good real estate. We're kind of in the downtown section of the where the highways cross in terms of planet density. If you actually look at the spiral arms and look at our location, once you have faster than light travel, you realize that Earth is a pretty good stopping point, you know, kind of like a way station on the way between other destinations in the same spiral arm. By the way, most of the FTL traffic in the Milky Way galaxy by extraterrestrials will be conducted along one spiral arm. And you may not know this, but according to scientists, there are only two spiral arms of the Milky Way galaxy. That was not known for a long time, but apparently there are only two spiral arms. And to make it to the other arm on the other side of the galaxy, it's I forgot the exact number. It's like 100,000 light years or something. Depends on where you start. But it's a long way across, okay? So almost all the FTL traffic is going to be on our spiral arm, which means that every civilization that's closer to the center of the galaxy than our sun is, if they want to go to another star system that's farther away from the center of the galaxy than our current solar system, then they have to traverse past our solar system, obviously. Or roughly, they got to pass by our sun on the way out. So again, we are like on a convergence of highways. So that makes Earth a really great stopping point. And also, it's got an atmosphere. It's got an atmosphere that's mostly nitrogen, 79% nitrogen, roughly. It's, 19% oxygen? So it's a breathable atmosphere. Most of the atmosphere is inert. The oxygen isn't too high to where it's going to oxidize people's lungs or aliens' lungs. It's also not too low. It's pretty decent. It could be better. It could be 25%, but whatever, we'll take the 19% because we can still breathe. But also, you know, the oceans have all the elements in them. We've got rare earth minerals all over the planet that are useful everywhere in the galaxy. I already said the correct distance from the sun. That's key. It's got, I mean, there are just so many benefits to the territory of Earth that aliens don't want us to screw it up, which is, I think, really the only interest they have in human civilization is not to protect the humans, but to protect the planet from humans. Yeah, to protect the planet from humans. Because they see humans as dumb animals, like dumb apes, you know, just running around with nukes, electing stupid people to run their countries into the ground. Half the planet is starving, you know. I mean, you got a whole fake medical system with fake virology, the fake cancer industry, you know, pharmaceuticals. We drug our own pregnant women to death. We spray our food with pesticides and herbicides, which is the dumbest thing on any planet anywhere in the cosmos. I mean, we abort and murder our own babies before they're born, which even, you know, even rats don't do that. Even field rats want their children to live for the most part. There is occasional fratricide, or I guess you call it ratricide. But for the most part, humans are the most violent creatures that, probably that these aliens have ever seen. The most violent, the most destructive, the most insanely stupid, but with enough technology to destroy the planet. So if there's any alien intervention on Earth that's legitimate, it's going to be for peace, to stop the nukes, not for war, not for concentrating power into the hands of government. It's going to be for peace, basically peace and maybe depopulation too on top of that, you know, to reduce human populations and save the ecosystem and stop the wars, etc. So I could see that happening. And maybe that's what's behind the globalist push right now for depopulation. You know, maybe they're getting orders from headquarters or something. Who knows? But whatever is officially rolled out in terms of disclosure, I do not trust. And you should not trust it either. Now, a couple things to wrap this up. I've got a new book generator that uses AI technology that is kicking ass. It's amazing. In fact, I'm going to turn this podcast into a book, an entire book. This book engine, which is about to be unleashed to the public, is at brightlearn.ai, brightlearn.ai. And if you want to see the books that are already publicly available, you can download them and read them for free. And there's PDFs available, and we're going to have multilingual versions soon. Just go to books.brightlearn.ai, and you can see all the books that I've generated, including books about how to build chicken coops and the cancer collapse, your digital doctor, poison pantry, about all the toxic foods in your pantry. Yeah, I've already published these books, so they're available for you at no charge. Again, that's at books.brightlearn.ai. And you can use all of our AI tools at brighteon.ai. That's the word bright, E-O-N, brighteon.ai. See all of our tools, use our AI engine. We've trained our AI engine on an enormous amount of content about UFOs and disclosure and previously classified documents from the Arlington Institute that the late John Peterson had donated to this project. Bless his soul. May he rest in peace. So if you ask our engine about disclosure and aliens and UFO technology and faster than light travel, etc., at brightu.ai, you're going to get the best answers from any AI engine just because of all the training material we've put together. So check it out. Use all of our free tools and feel free to follow me at brighteon.com. That's our video site. And brighteon.social. That's our social media site. And again, you can find all the AI tools at brighteon.ai. So check it out. Use the tools. They're all free. Just registration required, you know, just your email address, but no fee at all. Use the tools. Have a blast. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Broccoli sprouts are nutritional powerhouses. Incorporate nutrient-dense broccoli sprouts into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified broccoli sprout products. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.